Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, a new service in Japan allows you to rent a what for as little as $9 an hour.
Is it a sex robot?
It is not a sex robot. In fact, some people might say...
Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
You did, yes.
$9 an hour, a mom?
No, I will just say...
A lactating mother?
I'm intrigued with your thought process here,
yeah.
Amy.
It just seemed that that would be worth it.
I'll give you one more hint, and that is that these people are presumed to have wisdom.
A grandparent?
No.
A therapist?
No, it's much more generic than that. I'll just tell you, for $9 an hour in Japan, you can rent the services of a middle-aged man.
What would you rob one of those for?
Well, that's the...
Yeah.
I didn't say...
Excuse me.
I did not say that you would want to rent one of these. I said that you could.
But what do you use them for?
Let me explain.
Thank you.
Do you need some sage advice? Do you have a lot of things to carry and you want to make sure that you have cargo pants conveniently nearby? Rent a middle-aged man. This is now a real service in Japan, so book your flight to Tokyo, rent your car from Hertz, and then rent your man from Everything Hertz.
Oh.
Same rules apply, though. You got to check all around the middle-aged man for dings. And it came full of gas, so you have to return it full of gas.
Yeah. No problem there.
The idea is that these men in their late 40s into their 50s can offer the wisdom of age to someone.
Because it's really hard to get a middle-aged guy to pipe up about his opinion.
Yeah,
it's terrible. You gotta draw it out of them. I don't know who the target audience is for this.
You know what? Think about it. Wait, it's cheaper than an Uber, probably, for an hour. You could just get one to drive you around.
I guess you could.
But
if all you wanted to do was like talk about the route that you were taking.
That's true.
And tell you how it could be better.
It knows a faster way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never said, you know what would make this great is if someone chewed with their mouth open. And had really weird, unexplainable, tiny white flecks on their t-shirt.
And they were like, hey, I'm going to cut my toenails now in front of you. Is that okay?
Coming up, oh my God, it's our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.